Solution slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform, and watch your business rise. Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot Updates morning show, where we help you discover the platform value you already own. I'm Chris Garland, joined by my co-hosts Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We're here every weekday morning to make sure you're not sleeping on HubSpot's true capabilities. If you're joining live, drop a hello in the comments and let us know what you're building in HubSpot today. Happy March 2nd, 2026. How are we doing?
Doing good.
Doing well. I am cautiously optimistic that the snow is behind us now that we've reached March.
Maybe.
Is that how that works?
Cautiously optimistic.
That's fair. I'm excited to get some catch up. Done. We missed a couple of days at the end of last week. Luckily, it was a couple of slower days on the HubSpot side of the world. So I'm looking at 10 updates on my side today. And many of them are maybe mini updates to already existing things that we've talked about, including email workflows, which is in public beta. And not your mama's email workflows either. These are one-to-one emails. What is it? You can now create workflows based around the one-to-one email object. And what's changed? They added a note clarifying that this does not include the ability to send one-to-one emails from workflows.
People must have been getting confused, Chris.
I can certainly see why that might have been confusing. But this update matters because with this change, you can now trigger automation based on events such as emails being created. Then you can use workflow actions to create standard automatic internal processes for email management. So I think I don't know if I had an example last time, but this time what I'm thinking is if you send an email with a proposal, maybe you automatically have a task follow-up to follow up on that proposal in a day or two or something like that. But you wouldn't need your subject line to be here's your proposal or whatever standard thing you want to use.
Yeah. The note on the bottom also includes only to trigger automation based on emails once they exist in the CRM. Yeah, maybe the name of an update could change a little bit to be email, one-to-one email triggers.
Yeah.
Even there, it's you put these two words together and it's real hard to not assume that, we can automate the email going out. No. Not the case. I'm for one is definitely one of the people who thought that was the case. So you'll have to find other ways to leverage this. And I think that was a great use case, Casey. Number two, track your scheduled sequence Sends and Inbox Limits is live for Sales Hub and Service Hub. What's changed? Updated to clarify that the chart displays only your own email stats, and the option to select inboxes will not show other users' inboxes. What is it? It is a chart that shows how many emails you've sent today and how many are scheduled through sequences.
Why does it matter? Reps need to stay within their daily inbox limits to ensure email deliverability. This chart helps you monitor your current usage and upcoming scheduled sends so you can adjust your sequence enrollment strategy accordingly.
Which, by the way, I think the allotted amount per day of sequences is like 500. So the fact that you even need, well, never mind. I'll just shut up because maybe there are people out there. I don't send 500 sequences a day. I'm going to just say that. But
yeah, if it's somehow a requirement of your role to send out 500 emails a day, automated or otherwise, let's have a chat. Let's rethink what could be happening.
Yeah, I'm looking for the sobbing sound. Yeah, I'm looking for the sobbing sound on the soundboard, but I don't see it.
Yeah. Oh man. Number three, add line items to deals via workflow actions. What is it? You now have access to a new workflow action that lets you automatically add line items to a deal. Within a workflow, you can select a specific product from your product library, set a quantity, automatically attach that line item to the deal when the workflow runs. This brings product and pricing logic directly into your automations. No manual deal updates required.
Why does it matter? Before this, adding products to deals required manual work or post-automation cleanup. Now you can fully automate deal setup the moment a trigger fires, ensure consistent products and quantities are applied every time, reduce human error and save time for sales and ops teams, and build more advanced revenue workflows. For example, auto-adding onboarding fees, setup packages, or standard bundles. This is a huge unlock for automation, especially for teams standardizing how deals are created.
I mean, tell me if I'm wrong in this thinking or if I'm right in this thinking. You might be an organization that has created a property that you used on forms where you said, what product are you interested in? And they could have selected one or two products. Okay. So now what could be interesting is if there was like a cousin or a sister or a brother property to that property where a workflow trigger could be product of interest is X. And then you set or the sales rep sets it to like bundle B. And all of a sudden it's like, if product of interest is this and bundle B is true, then create this deal and add these five line items. And then all of a sudden you've just created a deal with basically a package. It's like, is that? Yeah. Okay. Yep.
The idea I had, I mean, I think that works too, but the idea I had was like, I don't know, say I'm doing HubSpot, I'm selling somebody HubSpot consulting, but I do not sell my consulting without an audit first.
Yeah.
So if I have a deal created that has HubSpot consulting and no audit, it might auto add an audit or something, something like that too. That might not be the best example in practice, but I think.
So in other words, there's a bunch of different things you could do with this, and it does sound like it's very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I think when I think about it, like if you don't want to create a bunch more work for yourself after this happens, because I think the flip side is creating a bunch of deals, like just because you can, and then adding line items to it, like just understand the journey that needs to be taken for your internal team and external customers to be able to do this effectively. I still think we're going to need a layer of like help creating workflows right. like this
right
to the scale required to like to solve the gap
yeah
there but this is how you get started solving that gap.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a major update.
Oh, I love that.
Prospecting agent gets smarter. Buying signals and contact sourcing. What is it? Mm. Prospecting agent has evolved to become an end-to-end outbound Uh-oh. Agent. Enabling reps to automatically identify in-market companies based on real-world triggers and instantly source the right contacts via third-party integrations.
Oh, wow, they should have probably spelled that out.
I had no idea what that meant. I was like,
once I was again. Like, is that like the tape company, but something different? Or
for those listening, it's via 3P integrations on the screen. And I'm going to take a wild guess that for the first time in my life, seeing 3P in that way.
I'm guessing that's correct.
Probably you did a really great job there, Chris.
Third party. Thank you. As it's spelled out later on, usually you flip the acronym. Anyways, with this update, prospecting agent can detect companies that match key buying signals like growth, hiring, funding, or intent, automatically identify and source relevant contacts at those companies from within the CRM or through third-party integrations, and generate and enroll contacts in personalized email outreach and calling tasks.
Mm. Why does this matter? Sales reps currently spend significant time manually building account lists, finding contacts, and researching companies before they even begin outreach. This manual process lacks intent and often leads to engagement with prospects when the timing isn't right or produces generic outreach that doesn't resonate. Prospecting agent addresses this by automatically identifying companies showing buying signals, sourcing contacts, and generating personalized outreach so reps can engage buyers at the right time without any manual research.
Wow. So it's interesting. You should go and read the how does it work, but the rep experience is like there's five steps that they're showing. Well, maybe not steps is maybe not the right word, but prospecting agent monitors companies for signals, growth, hiring, funding, intent. A triggered signal prompts the agent to identify relevant companies. The agent recommends contacts sourced from third-party providers, and the agent drafts outreach for rep to review. The rep approves and enrolls contact, so on and so forth. Third-party, by the way, since we made fun of 3P, third-party contact sourcing. I don't know what BYOK. I'll bring your own key. It's down there later. Glad I glanced down there. Wow, this update. Zoom Info, Apollo, and Surf actually are some 3P, aka third party, that you need to BYOK, bring your own key, to be able to use. I'm done here. My gosh. Whoopsie.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good effort, George. You were brave.
Humans,
too.
Humans, give these updates a once over before you let AI just acronym the hell out of these things. This bring your own key concept, though, it reminds me of the feeling I have when working with Cloud Code locally. So very interesting to see that. And the mix of Zoom Info, Apollo, and Surf.
Yeah.
As the options. Super interesting.
It is.
Email properties.
No. There's no E's on the end of that. It's email
property. That's correct. Thank
yes.
you. What's changed? Clarified that email validation options are only available for custom email properties. HubSpot default email properties are not supported in this release. I'm trying, George, you know.
Wow.
What is it? You can now create a dedicated email property type with built-in email validation, including checks for a valid email format such as required at and domain structure. And additional validation options like restricting values to specific domains. These validation options are available for custom email properties, giving you more control over email data, over how email data is captured and stored.
Why does this matter? Accurate email data is key to running effective sales, marketing, and service processes. Built-in validation helps prevent invalid or malformed email addresses, while domain restrictions let you enforce business rules, keeping your CRM data clean and reliable no matter how records are created.
Makes sense. Join the beta. Number six, custom events are now available to pro customers.
Uh-oh. Can we get a little like,
I feel like this deserves a major update.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah.
Personally, it's a major update in my heart. So.
There you go.
And in your platform, what is it? Custom events are now available to all pro customers. Previously, an enterprise-only feature. Custom events let you track any behavioral data that matters to your business, such as product usage, purchasing behavior, offline interactions, third-party platform activity, and changes to properties inside HubSpot.
Why does it matter? Most critical customer moments happen outside what HubSpot captures automatically. A user activating a core feature, a shopper abandoning a configured cart, or an attendee scanning a badge at your booth. These signals shape whether a lead converts, a customer expands, or an account churns. Custom events bring all those moments into HubSpot, where they can be used across your workflows, segments, reporting, lead scoring, and AI. The more behavioral context you bring in, the more intelligent your CRM becomes. Oh, I didn't realize I was reading a novel. This opens up powerful use cases across your entire customer journey. You can track product milestones like account setups, capture purchasing behavior like add to cart actions, measure website engagement like video watch percentages, record property changes like when a deal moves forward, capture offline moments like badge scans, and sync third-party data like webinar attendance or support tickets.
Now, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, there were way more words that you could go to the why does it matter of this update and read, but Casey did a baller job of getting the bullet point piece and then one little segment of example to go with each. So I would suggest that you definitely go check out this custom events are now available to pro customers update. Also, so you can see that how does it work? And you can also go to learn more on the knowledge base link that is at the bottom of this bad boy.
The opportunities are endless.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Not all the way endless, though, because I'm sure you're asking, what's the limits at a pro level? Well, folks, you're limited to 10 million.
Jeez.
Event occurrences per month. So don't go crazy here. Okay. 10 million. You might hit it before you're not going to hit it. Like, okay, just start using it. And why I'm excited about this one, I mentioned buying groups also coming down to pro level, in private beta. And prospecting agent gets smarter. Like it's never been easier.
Yeah.
To create the picture of your buyers, of your prospects, of the people that you want to connect with. You just have to do some work, folks. You can't just buy that data from somewhere else. And HubSpot's giving you access to all of that data and then through custom events, making it work the way you want it to work inside of your HubSpot. And if you can do that, Casey and I are giving a talk later today about scoring and like how to embrace the complexity of HubSpot being able to do this for you, but then simplifying the situation in ways where you don't have to build everything into one single score, right? So excited to give that chat. Next one on the list, revert to prior revision in workflows. What's changed? They added a note about what's not included. Let's try to find it. What is included? You can now revert your workflows to a previous version using revision history. If a change doesn't work as expected, you can quickly restore an earlier revision and continue building from there.
Why does it matter? Workflows often evolve over time, and even small edits can have downstream effects. This update gives you more confidence when making changes by letting you easily undo mistakes, recover from accidental deletions, and return to a known working version without rebuilding your workflow from scratch. I saw the note. Kind of brutal.
Reverts are not supported for webhook and custom code actions.
Uh-oh.
Makes sense. Yeah. The more complex it is.
Yeah, I think it is. Workflow drafts aren't a thing yet, right? Am I?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
I mean, depends what you mean by draft. Like,
I can edit an email, like an automated email. I can edit it without it, like, being the live version that's getting sent to people.
Oh. Yeah, no, there's no, I'll put it this way. There's no content staging for workflows.
That would be, yes, that's true.
I feel like this update, there's got to be some infrastructure like that behind the scenes. Maybe we just don't have access to it yet. Similar things were happening when they started giving us the new form builder. They had to build a lot of infrastructure to support drafts and deletions and stuff like that. So,
which, by the way, can I just tell you how powerful the new forms editor show and hide feature is?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I built something for a customer that historically was clunky in the legacy form builder and showed it to them in the new form builder. And it was like, yes, please give me more of that.
Yeah. If you haven't checked that out lately, folks. Super powerful things happening over there. Take action with ChatGPT. Update CRM records and access more objects and engagements. What is it? The HubSpot connector for ChatGPT can now create and update CRM records and log activities directly from ChatGPT's chat window, including new contact and deal creation and logging notes or tasks. Additionally, you can also now access products, line items, invoices, orders, carts, segments, and engagement history from calls, emails, meetings, tasks, and notes.
Wow.
Watch the tutorial of how to update your CRM with ChatGPT. Yep, all those objects exist in HubSpot, folks, even if you're not using them. Please note, if your HubSpot account has sensitive data enabled, the HubSpot connector for ChatGPT will not have access to any engagement data for added security. When using create and update actions in the HubSpot connector for ChatGPT, attribution will be recorded in your HubSpot account's audit log to the user and the ChatGPT connector. The HubSpot connector for ChatGPT supports bulk create and update actions for a maximum of 10 records in a single request.
Why does it matter? With expanded write access and engagement visibility, the HubSpot connector for ChatGPT allows you to update your HubSpot context directly without leaving ChatGPT. Ask ChatGPT to log a discovery call, create follow-up tasks, update deal stages, or analyze months of customer emails using natural language. By accessing engagement history such as emails, tasks, and notes, ChatGPT can surface meaningful insights and let you take action on them instantly right from the chat window. This unlocks faster, more intelligent use cases like faster workflows, create a task to follow up with a prospect who has questions on pricing, smarter insights. ChatGPT can access your email threads and call notes to provide context-aware recommendations, less manual work, no more copying insights from ChatGPT into HubSpot properties manually. You can update directly from ChatGPT's window and better decisions. You can analyze real customer conversations, not just CRM snapshots.
So you definitely have to come and check out this update because one, there's watch a tutorial that is update your CRM with ChatGPT. There's also watch a tutorial that is how to set up HubSpot app inside of ChatGPT. There's also a HubSpot app link to get to. But then last but not least, there's even a link to a prompt library that you can go check out. I don't know how useful it will be for who you are or whatnot, but there are a lot of links going to a lot of places. There's even like multilingual documentation and the supported countries and regions. And like, there's just a lot of links in this one that you might want to chase down based on this.
Agreed. Lots to learn, but super accessible.
Yep.
If you choose to learn. Assign conversation owner update with the new no owner option. What is it? We've enhanced the existing assign conversation owner workflow action with a new option, no owner. This allows teams to automatically clear ownership on a conversation as part of a workflow, making it easy to return work to a shared view or reset ownership based on custom logic.
Why does this matter? Previously, this required manual steps or workarounds. With this update, unassigning a conversation can be fully automated and controlled within workflow logic.
Nice.
Good to have flexibility. Hard to not just see a team like the hot potato just drop on the floor because nobody wanted to touch it, and now they're all looking at the hot potato.
I have like workflows that run if no owner, like do this.
Right. So that's what I was going to.
Yeah.
I could have done that instead. Like, which workflow goes with this? Because this cannot be an endpoint. What are we doing with no owner when it gets changed to that? And then it's like, if that's the case, why doesn't this workflow just do that also? So just some thoughts. Also some thoughts on credit memos, QuickBooks Online Data Sync. What is it? Credit Memo Sync for QuickBooks Online is now in public beta. This feature enables bi-directional syncing of credit memos between HubSpot and QuickBooks Online, including line items, discounts, and automated sales tax. Credit memo applications to invoices also sync in both directions, so changes made in either system are reflected in the other.
Why does it matter? Until now, you needed to manually recreate credit memos in both HubSpot and QuickBooks Online system, leading to duplicate work and potential errors. With this feature, credit memos created or edited in either HubSpot or QuickBooks Online automatically appear in the other system within minutes. This keeps your financial records accurate and consistent across both platforms without any manual exporting or re-entry.
Getting closer and closer to that accounting line. Can have all this data in HubSpot, folks. This is often a custom object when people want to report on finances, like all the way in HubSpot. They would create custom objects to manage credit memos. So very cool that HubSpot is now taking care of this for us. Remember, folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. Join us tomorrow morning live at 7:30 a.m. Central, or catch us anytime on Spotify, Apple Music, or the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. Drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Until then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing.
customer platform. It's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform, and watch your business rise.